This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Vietnam early on Thursday for talks with the country's communist leaders on the final stop of his two-nation Asian tour. During his first trip in North Korea Wednesday, Putin signed a mutual defense pact with leader Kim Jong-un. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency has reported that the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Agreement, reached by its leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin, says that Article 4 of that agreement states that if one of the countries gets invaded and is pushed into a state of war, that the other must deploy, quote, all means at its disposal without delay to provide military and other assistance. The deal could mark the strongest connection between Moscow and North Korea since the end of the Cold War. Both Kim and Putin describe it as a major upgrade of their relations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A group of U.S. lawmakers met the Dalai Lama at his monastery in India on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Venice Chan has more.
The delegation said they would not allow China to influence the choice of the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader's successor, a comment that will likely anger Beijing. The remarks come as Washington and Beijing seek to steady rocky ties, while India pushes China to secure lasting peace on their disputed Himalayan frontier, 4 years after a bloody border clash. The U.S. lawmaker said President Joe Biden would soon sign a bill aiming to press China to resolve the Tibet dispute. The bill seeks to push China to hold talks with Tibetan leaders and secure a negotiated agreement on Tibet.
That was Reuters correspondent Venice Chan. This is VOA News.